Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, sorry about that. I was on another line with a customer.
Oh, no problem. I think one of my reps said that you called in right now. She was trying to transfer you over to me.
Yeah, I beat through like about 15 times, and then it stopped, and then beat through again, and so I figured you were on another call or something.
Yeah, yeah. Usually if I'm on a call, it'll transfer over to the customer service, and then I'll get back to them.
Yeah, it was weird. It didn't do that. It did that twice, and then you called in, and you called me back. I was like, okay,
oh,
cool.
Weird.
It worked either way.
They're trying to get you over.
yeah. just a couple quick questions, but I think we're good to go.
Okay.
On the I think I'm, you know, like you said, it'd be wise I just buy a domain. You know, that way I'm not paying, you know, just whatever astronomical price they're asking
for. I'll get
for.
A domain for you, Robert. That's easy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We can get them.
Okay, cool. I want to own the domain, and if I recall correctly, and like I said, forgive me because I have talked to quite a few people, but you guys have stuck out as the ones I want to go with.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is built, modified, or made for me, I own, regardless, right?
Right. Well, the domain name for the site. So the domain name, if you want to keep it, like let's say you canceled, right? Let's play worst case scenario. I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but, just for transparency. If you were, while you're using it at the $299 month to month, we'll buy it, you know, that's fine. If you want to keep it, like after you, let's say you canceled, it's $99.
If I want to keep it, I'm sorry, what?
It's $99 buyout for the domain.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be $299 month to month. While you're with us, we won't charge you for the site. I'll go pay for the domain out of our own pocket. But if you want to leave us like 6 months or a year in the future, but you want to keep the domain name, $99, and then everything else you do keep. We don't
right.
go in there and take it away or delete it. You just won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But and that's
right.
really the moneymaker. But they'll still be able to look you up and review you and everything.
Right. Yeah, my main thing is, I'd like my domain name to be my company name, and I'd like to own it. Other than that...
Well, we got to make sure it's available. We'll look for affordablecomfortsolutions.com. If that's not available, LLC.com. If that's not available, maybe it's OK.com. You know what I mean? We'll look for what's available, and then we'll snag that.
It's going to be a hard one because they're, you know, across the country. It's common.
Yeah.
I didn't know it at the time, but it's a common name.
Very
so,
common.
Good and bad, but you know, so, but I'm the only one in my area, but, like I said, Air Comfort Solutions is a really big one,
Looks
but they are,
close.
And I did it on purpose, and it really did help. It boosted a lot of, business. So, they get confused and I think I'm them. And for me, that's not a bad thing.
That's actually popular, like, across the country. If you see Comfort Solutions, more than likely it's in the HVAC category.
exactly. Well, you know, and, well, I mean, there's not much other things that offer Comfort Solutions, you know. In all fairness,
yeah,
I get
said.
It.
Yeah.
Are you
doing okay?
It's been a battle just because we just, always in business, see things from a different perspective because we come from two different business worlds. So
no, I got that. I meant like literally because yesterday.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, when I pulled up, she was home.
Okay.
Everything's good. It was just I was when I went to look for her, she was on her way home. So yeah,
you
know, we missed each other.
You
we
love
missed,
her so much. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This week five a lot.
I was talking to my wife about it last night. I was like, I couldn't imagine if you know, like some of the stories that you were telling me yesterday. You know, I couldn't find you, and then the car broke down or something happened. I was like, I couldn't imagine what I would do. I'd be so scared. I'm like, you need to take care of yourself.
Well, you know, and then that gets interpreted as an attack, and then it's like, you know, we've been together 17 years, and it's been. Yeah, you know, there's story after story. I mean, she almost did die once, you know, like I said, she was on a ventilator in a coma. And I mean, there's just been a lot of things that have happened. So, we love each other fiercely, you know, and it's sometimes an advantage and sometimes a disadvantage. But, it's like figuring out this marketing thing for 4 months has been a complete nightmare to the point that I'm pretty exhausted with it. But
we got you. It's done.
Yeah.
Today is the day. We solved this. Yeah. We put it behind you to get you in position to start focusing on customers. That's the way it
right,
should be.
Right. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she just had a couple questions, which she's, like I said, my devil's advocate, and I really hate it. I wish she wouldn't be. I think I'm a grown man and can take care of myself.
She's,
but
she's looking out
it's a, I know, and that's what everybody says, but when you live through it day to day, it becomes exhausting. So,
I know.
You know, I mean, I'm fully capable of, you know, I built this, you know, from the ground up, you know.
I'm married with two kids, and I used to get so frustrated when my wife would... I'm going to go away, but make sure you change the diaper and you make some food. And I'm like, get out of here. I know how to take care of myself, you know?
Right.
I'm 5 years old. I've been doing it already.
My kids are grown, and we're going on 20 years of marriage, you know? So it's like, at this point, you know, if you don't know me by now, if you don't know what I can handle and what I can't, well, we got to meet it, you know? So, but everybody has issues, so that's kind of how I look at it. But, the main thing was just, you know, and I explained this to her, and like I said, she comes from a different ground of business than I do, and then kind of what you guys are specializing in. And in that sense is she was administrative assistant, she worked for the state, she worked for the Department of Corrections, she worked for Rose State, you know, so good to have on like the accounting side of things, but she's also used to already having systems set in place for her. And she goes in, learns those systems, and then excels at them. So what I'm building is from the ground up, and so trying to have those conversations with her, it can be kind of a brick wall to break through. So, and so, you know, with the marketing and everything, I'm, you know, this is being kind of built from the ground up. So
we'll keep her in the loop, Robert. We won't keep her in the loop. Like I'm hearing your concerns, and I'll add her to the profile. If she ever wants to call in, she'll have full access to everything too, you know?
Awesome. Yeah. And if you, I'll give you
what's her number?
You got my company email. So that's, you know, she uses it more than I do. Her number is 405-565-3374.
Okay, and what's her first and last?
Kimberly Bollinger.
Okay. How do you spell your last name?
Bollinger.
Oh, just how it sounds. Okay.
Yes, I'm the third. My son's the fourth.
Okay. Kimberly
Bollinger. Wow. So if you don't mind, put the third on there for me.
Yes, I will. Make sure you guys can write it off. Put that
not to get too far of business, but my dad had my grandpa's door kicked in by the FBI at one point because they thought he was him. So
that's kind of crazy. I'm glad my dad didn't name me the fourth because he was. My dad
told me he would disown me if I named my son the fourth, and he did. You literally did. I haven't talked to the man in 5-6 years, and even then it was a brief. So, which sucks. I mean, I really wish it was different, but, you know, he made his choice. So.
Yeah, that happened.
And I hate
me and my brother had a fallout about a year and a half now, and it was a weird Christmas because I usually see him on Christmas, and I didn't. I went and took the family to the mountains and stuff and just kind of enjoyed having a snow Christmas with my family and my
good
wife.
Good on you, man. Good on you.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, yesterday was my dad's birthday, actually, so it kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that happens. And then, you know, August 7th is my daughter that passed away's birthday. Mine's August 17th, and then she passed away January 4th at 5 and a half in Florida. And then, that's right around my dad's birthday. So it all, like, kind of just colludes together, and it gets to the point where I just kind of forget dates, you know. So
yeah, my hat's off to you. My older brother's name is Robert. It's same initials too.
Really, RMB3, huh?
literally RB3. His dad is actually my stepdad.
Right.
And with Kim,
you know, the two kids, you know, I raised them so they were little, but they're my stepkids, but they're my kids. I raised them so they were little.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but he's Robert Benjamin III.
Benjamin, that's crazy. I'm Robert Neil Bollinger III. So we don't, the Neil name is just not kind of like awkward, so just we've never really been proud of that part of the name. But now it's funny because now you're hearing people, you know, first names being Neil. Yeah, so like Neil Armstrong and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah,
real famous one.
I mean, yeah. So when you think of it that way, it's actually a, you know, should be a really, a strong name. But for some reason, it's got that sound, you know. But anyway, getting off topic.
We get all this set up here. I just wanted to verify your I was kind of multitasking while we were talking.
Yeah.
So what's your street address, though, that I could send your Google PIN verification?
Okay, so the business is registered at my home because that's where the home office is. But the business address is the business, you know, where the business is located or where I do business at.
Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to send this postcard to you in the mail. So as long as I can get mail, or you can get mail at the business address, we'll post that one, and then you have the option to either hide it or have it displayed online. So I'll send the postcard here.
Yeah, I prefer to have it displayed.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Because I live a mile away from the store, and when I'm not there, I have this huge sticker on the, it's just a glass building, and I have a huge sticker right next to the door that says, if nobody's here, call this number, so they'll be here in a minute or two, you know. So, and that's just if I have to run home and take, you know, because with her diabetes, sometimes I do. And I don't have employees. I try to keep overhead low. And I think we already kind of discussed that. And so I've tried to have to come up with creative solutions to leave and lock the store and not lose a customer. So, and it's worked. It's worked pretty flawlessly. And
yeah,
then
it's convenient
and
to be close
and,
to it. You know?
Well, and that big sign, you know, at first, Kim didn't think it would work. That's one of our differences.
It's not too big either.
I'm
sure it's a block.
Well, but I handle all of Oklahoma. So if somebody drives an hour and a half, last thing I want is for them to come to a locked door, you know? Got a huge sticker that says, call this number, somebody will be with you in a minute. And then she got me a credit card holder. I mean, business card holder that's there, you know, on the outside.
I mean, this type of service, people are more so going to be calling you to them, you know.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'm an e-commerce business, honestly. You know, my store, if you want me to be blatantly honest, my store's pretty much a storage unit. You know, I mean, it is a storefront. I do have a sign, you know, for advertising, but other than that, you know, I just use it for storage. You know,
most people don't even know, though. Like, they're not going to usually come there and look it up. They're going to be like, okay, whatever you suggest is the best, you know?
Well, the funny thing is when I get people call me, I do get customers who'll call me, though, and they'll be like, oh, can I come and look at the units? And I'm like, well, they're in boxes, just like on the picture. So, I mean, you're welcome to come look, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to see. I mean, it's the same thing you're seeing online on the ad, you know? The only other thing is there any kind of, you know, anything in writing that we get, can you get an email that states what you're going to provide, you know, what's within my rights, what's,
send that,
you know,
to you while I have you on the line here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appreciate
always do that. And the receipt. So you guys can write it off.
Assume so, you know, because you guys are a professional business. So
yeah, we've been around 20 years, so we always document everything. Even though it's month to month, you have a full outline of the agreement in writing that we'll send to you here.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'm glad you told me all that, because she questions everything, and that's what drives me craziest, but that's why she's my rock, too. So.
Oh, no, don't worry. I got you. We're going to make sure you have all the paperwork, and then we're going to fix the website. We're going to get you a whole other website, a whole new domain, build the site from scratch. I will need you guys' help, though, if you could send in maybe like a closer photo of that sign. I know I asked my guy yesterday for help with the logo. Oh, actually, I did find a
closer. She hates the logo.
No worries. Knows. I found a closer picture here on Yelp. And when you say she hates the logo, is it like she didn't like the color of it or that fire and snowflake kind of thing?
Just the fact that you at the bottom of the sign, you can't read where it says easy install, ductless, DIY.
Okay.
So kind of we were trying to explain, you know, what they could get as they were driving by, and, you know, it just didn't play out. So I got a feather banner sign, you know, that put it right out by the street that's neon green and, you know, kind of, you know, explains that a little better, you know, to drive-byers. And so I have had a few drive-bys pull in and call and, you know, make themselves that way. But, you know, with you guys, we're just, you know, talking about digital, you know.
We'll get one developed. We'll use that as like a starting point, though, to help us give a head start on it. And at least it's something where if you still have that outside, they'll be able to identify it when they drive by, like, oh, this is the spot.
Now, when you guys say put this together, build it, you know, do we have the opportunity to look at it and change some things?
Yes. Of course. So this is what I'm trying to do right now. So I'm just going to create the profile, secure the listing, and then I'm going to schedule a client interview. Okay. And then the client interview, they're going to interview you on the business. So we're going to fully customize it based on your preferences. So they'll go over services you offer, service area you cover, how you want the website to look, all during that appointment.
Okay, and not to be beating a dead horse or be redundant, but can I purchase the domain and just avoid all of that from the get-go?
Yeah, I mean, I could charge a one-time fee of $99 if you just want to buy the domain outright.
Yeah, and I would prefer that. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I could do that. Let me add it here. So it'll be $398 this first payment, and then month after that it'll be $299.
No, that's fine. And I appreciate everything you're doing. I can't express how much I appreciate everything you've done. So,
my goal is to...
I try to keep things close, but man, like just the way you've been, I'm going to open up a little bit. It's been a really, really, really tough last 6 months in our lives. So, and I'm having a hard time talking about it without getting emotional, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know. I heard some of the things, to be honest, and it's like I'm no stranger to hard times.
That's a hundred of it.
My mom suffered with diabetes, and she ended up passing with cancer in 2010, you know, so I'm no stranger to, and I was pretty young, 2010, you know, I was only like 18 years old.
My wife lost both of her parents when she was 19, so.
Yeah. So I'm no stranger to that, but I just didn't want to get too deep into it because then it just brings up, you know? But people tell me, I never know how to respond to. People go, sorry for your loss. I'm like,
I know. I'm the same way, you know? My wife likes to say, even with compliments, she's like, just take a compliment. And I'm like, I don't know how. I'm just trying to be a good person and just get their life and help people and that's it, you know?
I think
when you feel like that's what everybody should do anyway, why the compliment, you know?
That's what I always think about. I'm like, hey, it's a circle of life thing, you know what I mean? I'll get there eventually. It's all good. And I'll see you again.
And I am going to tell you this, and this is one of the things I did tell my wife, is I was like, you know, all things aside, all the other companies aside, regardless of that, you know, me and Josh, like, I had, you know, a sense and a feeling that, you know, we come from some similar places and have similar values, and to me that means more than anything else. So
who you work with is important.
Yeah, 100%.
That's on the internet. 100%. Is all about working with the right people, you know?
100%.
And I got a team here. That's the beauty of it too. You know, I'm great at what I do, but at the same time, like I have a lot of guys where I'm just like, okay, hey, fix this. Hey, get this website going. Right. You know what I mean? And that helps a lot and make your guys' life easier to where we have everything under one roof. If you want something done quickly, you give me a call or call in and boom, you know, we knock it out for you and you don't have any kind of hassle. You know, you can focus on clients and
100% what I'm looking for. 100%. 100%. And the only thing I can say is I'm transparent to a fault. And that's all I ask for is transparency to a fault.
It's a good quality. And, yeah, I'm a real straight shooter. I tell people that all the time.
I can tell.
I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm like, okay, let's stay on track. Let's get this going, you know?
Well, and I think we also share the struggle of being a salesman and being that way. It's in a spiritual sense, it's a conflict at times, you know. So
well, we do
internal,
everything month
internal.
To month, so I'm so used to like, okay, a lot of guys are going, hey, I'm going to try it out. And I'm like, all right, well, I got a little bit of time to show you some results in order to, turn this into a long-term thing for you. So I'm no fluff. Let's go.
right. And that's what I finally told her. I was like, look, there's nothing to lose. I mean, it's nothing to lose. If they're not, you know, it benefits them to do well for us, and it benefits us for them to do well for us. So it's just a win-win.
Do well, then we do well. You keep coming back.
And it's perfect business model. To me, that's the perfect business model. So
yeah, I always tell guys, if people ask you to sign up for a year on the first phone call, that's like a chick asking you to marry her on the first date.
The people I was about to go with before you called is exactly what was about to happen. And matter of fact, while we've been calling, they called. And so while we've been talking, they called, and I just ignored it. But yeah, they were going to try to log me into a contract, and I'm just, you know, after talking to the first company, which was similar to you guys with similar values, but like I said, we're just, for what they were wanting to offer, was like the base package was just extremely expensive, you know, and not that it wouldn't have been worth it, and it may or may not have been, but they had the month-to-month thing, and, you know, it was the fact that, you know, I just wasn't comfortable at the slow season letting go of that kind of money, you know, because then that affects my ability to restock inventory. So,
well, that's the beauty of what you do, is there shouldn't be a slow season. It, as long as you have this kind of placement, it shouldn't really be slow. Just the weather.
It shouldn't be, but it didn't used to be, man. But the last two winters, it used to be, it would slow down a bit, but it was still steady. And as long as it's steady, it's good. And these last two seasons, especially this winter, has been like crickets. And I get that sense and feeling that something has shifted that I don't know about in the industry, whether it be like my ex-partner, you know, I'm blocked from everything.
I think it's just they're not seeing you, you know.
But they were before, you know.
Well, now they will be again, you know. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to make you visible and findable, and anytime they're looking for what you do, you're there. So now you're in that conversation versus, you know, if they don't see your name at all, they don't even have the chance to pick you.
Right. They're going to call me first, and then I'm going to sell them. I'm with you. But I do know one of the things that's shifted is a lot more people have become privy to this, not only the buyers, but also the sellers, and so a lot more sellers come on the scene. And as we discussed, a lot of them are doing it illegally, and they have no overhead. They can afford to sell them cheaper.
Do you have license and insurance?
Yeah, I do. I got $1 million insurance on the building. I got $30,000 insurance on equipment. I've got.
I gotta have you send that in. So hold on, let's get to work here. Let's do this. So what's the street address?
4617. You want the business address?
Yeah, the business.
4617 Southeast 15th Street, and that's Del City 73115.
Got it.
And then, like I said, the business is registered under the state at 1621 Breckenridge Drive.
Okay. Now I got you. It's going to go to the business street address. There's a postcard that's going to get mailed there. Okay. Says Google.
Is there a reason for hiding the address?
I was going to hide it, but honestly, I don't have to.
I think with the sign,
I only recommend you hide it if it's your home. Some guys PIN verify their home, but you do have a business address, so.
I have a brick and mortar store.
Leave it up there.
Okay, cool.
And then, what's your business email where I could send everything in writing for Kimberly?
OklahomaMiniSplits@gmail.com.
Okay.
My insurance is through Chubb.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you send it in, actually. That's why I was like, okay, let's do this.
Tim will have to do that.
Right, there's a form. I'm going to send it to you right now. Let me show you. And you could give this to Kimberly, and she could fill it out. And it asks you to send in license, insurance, invoice, photo of the workplace. You know, these are all things that help with your Google verification. So even if you do this later, you know, you still have your Google verified business, and that gives people a lot of peace of mind.
Yeah, and I was totally unaware of how all that was till I watched all the videos on Google and everything, and now I know how serious all that is. So, Google takes it.
Yeah, this will make it easier, though, for you, because it's just one sheet you can fill out, you know, and there's a little tab. Yeah. You can take pictures of the stuff on the mobile device, just upload it right there.
Oh, I was honestly, when I was setting it up that day, I was like, I'm going to get kicked off. that's why I want somebody like you guys doing this, especially if you're partners with Google. Because you're going to keep me in good standing with them. And if you're not in good standing with Google, might as well just put a gun to your head.
it's true, because it's like you submit one thing that's wrong, and they'll literally like suspend a listing because they can't verify the information, and you might have just accidentally put a wrong number, a wrong letter on there, and the whole thing is like down. So it's really important to have it done the right way. Did you get the form?
I'm asking Kim if the marketing guy, I gotta send in the insurance for the Chubb, and you know, it's all part of building the marketing package.
You can show her the form. Robert, go to your text messages.
You're on speaker.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's another company. Send me a text because I didn't answer.
Yeah, no. So it's from the 877 number. Remember I sent you yesterday my direct number and extension? I added Kimberly and her number to the profile, too. So make sure you share that with her. So that way if she has questions or concerns or needs help with anything, she could call in, too.
Okay. Yeah. Did you email it or text it?
I texted it to you. Yeah, it's from 877-635-6225.
I have not received it. Did you send it to 405-816-2995?
Oh, you know what? I just realized. Kimberly, you got it. It's in your phone.
No, okay. Yeah.
She's forwarding it to me right now.
Yeah, there you go. But that's
good. So that was a good time.
Oh, shoot. Okay, because, yeah, I remember you were saying she was the one who would help you with it. I'll send it to your number now. Hold on.
So what is it you're needing?
It's a form you fill. Here, I'll show you. Hold on. I'm going to send it
to you. Yeah, just send it to my number. Yeah,
I sent it to her instead of
she
you.
She forwarded it right as a phone died, but it didn't go there.
But what I got was in the verify your Google account. Yep. Page or whatever from them.
Yeah.
But what's the
that's what it was.
Yeah.
So we're a Google partner, so that's your verification form. You guys only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. But they'll ask you to send in, like, license, insurance, photo of the workplace, things like that. You fill it out and submit it to the headquarters, and then they'll put up, create the business profile for you guys, and it'll say, you know, Google verified contractors. So that way people know, like, you guys are legit. They could just hire you and call you right off the first page.
So essentially they'll have, like, a checklist. Right.
Yeah, it's super easy. It even has like a little tab where you could upload file and you could like take a picture of it from your mobile device, or if you already have pictures of it and saved in your phone, you could upload them directly there. It's really easy.
Okay, great.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I want to make sure she got that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
No problem. Of course.
Do you have any other questions, Kim? But any other concerns or questions that we were discussing?
My thing is, whatever we do with regards to a website, either it needs to integrate with like
Clover.
A large variety of merchant processing companies, or I need to hurry up and make a decision on which one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, if you guys get like PayPal, there you go. With your PayPal account, we can hyperlink it to your site that we're going to make for you. And then customers can literally pay you right there through your website. Like if they just go on the site, they can put in their own billing information and submit payments to your PayPal on your website.
Now, I do have a POS, and it's a Clover, but she hates it. The only reason I went with them is because they are partnered with my bank, and so I don't pay the 2.7% fees that Square charges.
But we put that on the customer anyway. We let them know, like, right away, if you want the convenience of using a credit card, then you're going to have to pay that 2-6% that gets incurred. And so that way you guys aren't...
She'll love you for that, because... I don't charge them for any of that, and I pay that out of pocket, and that's what turns
out. No, you're not supposed to. That's not actually normal. It's normal in your industry to put that on the customer.
Right. It's just, like I said, because I was going through Marketplace, I'm fighting with all these illegals that aren't charging taxes, so I'm having to appear to them, whereas I want to appear more professional, which is why we're dealing with you now.
I got you.
The merchant processor is an issue right now so much. If at any point, like, he did want to have an e-commerce site and, I don't know, replacement remote controls or brackets or whatever, I would ideally like it to integrate with whatever merchant process.
Okay. I'd ask him if at any point we wanted to change the site or add things or remove or whatever.
It's a part of the service. Yeah, and then even if you guys leave, he's buying the domain outright, so you'll have that domain and still have that site and still be Google verified. The only thing that would ever change if you guys canceled the service is that you won't see yourself on the first page of the Google search results as the top recommended HVAC contractor for this area anymore.
Because I'm giving up a partner with Google, right?
Correct.
So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up is because that Wix he got into. When it started there, like, it didn't like it had the ability to create a web, a shop online, and you know, like Etsy or whatever.
He's looked at
any,
it.
Any e-commerce. Yeah. It had that ability. We weren't going to do that at this time, but just researching it, I realized that like his credit card processor wouldn't work with that.
Well, you don't, in your industry, you don't really want an e-commerce site. An e-commerce site is usually for like, if you have like an online store, like if somebody goes on and you want to buy like, like a pair of clothes and then you buy it there without ever talking to anybody and then it just ships to you. Like Amazon's like an e-commerce site. You don't ever have to communicate with someone.
This would be like something on down the line.
Yeah, if we decide
We've been doing it for 20 years. I think with the experience we have, we'll come in there and kind of make it real clear to you exactly how it should be. You know, they'll be able to process payments there. You know, they'll have that convenience. But he's still going to have to go out there and install it anyway. You know what I mean?
Right,
so, cash and check will still be an option, too.
So I guess let's use the template. Are we using a template for the website, or are we creating
a new one?
Something like a standalone?
Yeah, so what they'll do is they'll actually create, they have a template that you'll have some template options. We'll start with that, right, as like a rough draft, so to speak, right? So we'll create that after your client interview. Then we send it over to you once it's up and running, and any revisions or changes you guys want to make. So we want you to, like, get in there, Kimberly, and say, hey, I want this, and then they'll go ahead and change it and fine-tune it until it looks exactly how you want it to look. That's just the quickest way to streamline it and get it done. What was that?
Who is the hosting?
We're hosting. Yeah, we're doing the hosting for you guys too. It's part of the service.
Okay. So if we needed like a plug-in later or whatever, you guys tell these things that would work with Clover.
Yep.
It would never Clover, but like I don't know.
PayPal. If he already has PayPal, we'll be able to do the PayPal integration right out of the gate for you guys.
The only thing is you got some old buggies that don't like and trust PayPal, or...
Well, I don't like PayPal. What happens to me with PayPal is if, you know, sometimes often I'll get orders for $6,000 to $10,000 and they hold my money forever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're they held it for 90 days.
Yeah, and they do. Wow, that's a long time, actually.
Yeah.
I've had guys get holds for like 3 days, 4 days, 90 days is kind of crazy.
Right. And like she said, I run into a lot of customers that they want to use a credit card. They don't want to use PayPal.
That's the beauty of the PayPal platform, you guys, is like on PayPal. Sorry, I couldn't really hear Kimberly in the background there.
That's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, but the PayPal platform, you can actually just punch in their card information. They don't even have to go on and have like a PayPal. You just have your own PayPal as the merchant processing. And then if you're in front of them or if they're online, they can literally just punch in their card information to that link and then submit the payment amount directly through there.
It'll look just like Clover or anything else. Purchasing.
Yeah, they tap on PayPal and it'll say like debit card and it'll give them options. PayPal still offers like Apple Pay and stuff like that too, you know? So they'll have options on how they want to pay. If they want to click the Apple Pay tab, they could just double click on their phone, scan their face, and it'll process the payment right there, you know?
PayPal does invoicing. They do all kinds of things that would help with accounting. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's how you want it set up. You want it set up, the PayPal connected to your business account. That way it's all tracked already. So when you guys go to do the taxes, you have all your write-offs just piled up right there. You don't got to have 100 receipts floating around or something. You know?
That's been a big issue with hers is I do so many different payments that she has to dig for everything.
Yeah.
You know, like a PayPal, Venmo, Cash App.
Making her life difficult.
The problem I run into is you know, I do face-to-face business a lot, and there's people that want to use Cash App there because that's all they have, or they want to use Zelle. So that reason I created those is not because I wanted to offer more options. It's because my customers were kind of demanding it, if that makes sense. You know, they would go.
It's just convenient, you know? Some people don't. I rarely carry cash around, you know? If I carry cash, I know my wife's just going to take it anyway.
Well, I have to tell them to go get cash, and then that comes off the little shady, and they don't like that, you know?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, it looks like you're hiding from the IRS.
Yeah,
Will they be able to pay on the PayPal as a guest, or will they have to log in?
Yeah.
And...
No. They don't have to have a PayPal account to pay you guys. If you guys have a PayPal account, it's hooked up to the site. So they don't have to have one to pay you. They can literally just pay as guests, put in their card information, and submit that payment right there.
Right. And I'm imagining things I buy online and often, pay through PayPal. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So. PayPal's cool. It'll give them a lot of different options. It's just about you having it to be able to receive the funds on the back end. They don't have to have it. You know, they could pay any kind of method. They could use Apple Pay. They can send it, just punch their card number in or however they want to do it. It gives them options.
Okay. So it doesn't eliminate any of the options that I went the long way about.
Yeah. It's not just like only PayPal can pay through PayPal. They can pay you with any kind of payment method, but you're receiving it through the PayPal platform.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Clever has a payment link that he can send people.
Yeah.
Do we need to know if Clever has that or...
Well, you can send them that link and do it that way. That's fine, too. We don't need to track your guys' transactions in any way. I mean, that's just between you and your banking.
I think we're just asking your advice.
Is it possible to go on the site?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the way it's sounding, maybe we don't even need Clover anymore, you know?
Well, I mean, what's going to happen, you guys, is don't stress yourself out trying to iron out all the kinks right away. You know what I mean? As we go, you're gonna have a clear cut business model that's gonna surface, right?
And like more success team, and you guys work with me, and
yeah. Exactly.
How do we add a different merchant processor? Or maybe you do have an online.
He's saying you won't need to. They'll be able to pay however they want.
Yep.
Yep. So, okay.
You're good. If you guys wanted to hyperlink another platform, like if you have like Venmo or Zelle, we can attach links to those payment methods too. Yeah. So we got you. We'll get you set up, Kimberly, and we'll send it over. And then again, any changes you want to make, or if you want to add other things, we can continue to do it. Don't.
Information and their email, and we can follow up and ask for a review.
They do that.
There's an app, Kimberly. There's an app and a tracking system where, like, you could punch in the number when he's leaving or after he left the job. Maybe you could do that for him. And just punch in the client's number, and it'll send them a link to your Google Business profile, ask about their experience, write a review. You could also submit that PayPal information there, too, to request the payment if you want to do that beforehand or when the job's completed. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, the app will make your life a lot easier. That's what I'm saying. Once you guys get into it, then you'll start to see what I'm talking about. Right now, it's a lot. You're kind of like overthinking it. Like, oh, are we going to be able to do this and that and this and that?
Yeah.
20 years of experience.
You're gonna iron out
the kinks.
Yeah.
We ironed out the kinks for you guys, so we know how to get the business going, but he's still got to get out there and bust his butt and, you know what I mean, get good reviews. But
yeah, okay, so the one thing, one more, is, like we were talking, I get a lot of messages, you know, and things like that. And then, is part of your service, like, you know, helping out with streamlining that? I'm not spending all day on the phone, you know.
Yeah. So our tracking system will actually capture their information. So, like, if somebody goes on to Google and they type in HVAC contractor and then they click on your phone, there's a little phone icon there on their mobile device. If they click on that, it calls you. So it saves their number. It saves what they were looking for, the zip code they searched from. If you don't answer that phone call, you could just go into the tracking system and it'll have a whole pipeline of leads. Like, it saves their information. And if you do answer the call, there's a recording there, so you can actually hear yourself selling these people and setting up the appointment.
Oh, God. Is there like a dashboard, or a portal? Or
exactly.
Something?
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's an account dashboard that's attached to it, and it comes in the form of a downloadable app. And you could request reviews through there, too. You can monitor your billing through there. So that'll be a nice little tool right in the pocket of Kimberly's phone. We got to figure out how to get Kimberly's phone to not die, because she almost gave us a heart attack yesterday.
And my Facebook got hacked, and then So we had to put everything in like a metal container, and then I had to go get everybody new phones, and then the phones I got just weren't the best because it was just kind of, we lost touch, and, you know, being in business, you can't. So I just went to T-Mobile, just grabbed up some phones, came back home, got them turned on, and it was just a nightmare. So I got to get back to the other company and keep our phone numbers the same and get better phones. So
if you do have to swap the numbers, let me know right away because I would have to update that on the listings. I don't want anybody, you know, calling a deadline or something.
We're never going to change phone numbers. We've had them for 20 years. So.
Okay.
So, and my personal phone number is my business phone number. That's just
all right. So my question for you guys, though, is there a time today where I could get the both of you to go through a client interview with one of our representatives here?
She thinks that she's pretty good and
Ask
questions that she needs on her end because she's just the accounting end of it.
Okay. So the client interview, though, like I said, that's where they interview you. So they're going to go over like all the services you offer, the service area you cover, and then we're going to get started on that website. We'll purchase the domain and get that going. So usually it's about a 45-minute phone call, but we need an hour window where we can sit down with you and go over it in case you have extra questions or it goes over.
So are you saying they're going to do a client interview and, you know, just basically you can explain it better. I'm sorry to make you repeat yourself, but I was in.
No, it's okay. Yeah, so we want to do a client interview where we'll interview you guys on the business and make sure that we're customizing and creating the profile properly. So they'll ask questions about like every service you provide. We want to make sure that we're listening for the right things. So they'll go over the service area so that way we're not setting them anywhere he doesn't want to go. And then of course we'll do the initial draft on the site and just kind of pick your guys' brand and get a general idea on what you envision for your site and for the logo. Cause I have them helping with the logo. So usually it's about a 45-minute, phone call, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete it. So I was asking him, what's a good time?
Will it be a Zoom meeting or just something?
Oh, I'll just be over the phone.
Do you want to be a part of this? I mean, that's who I'm asking. Okay. Right, I get it. Okay. So a lot of the questions that you're going to answer are going to be things that I have more knowledge on.
It's general knowledge stuff. Like we've streamlined the setup process. We've been doing it for 20 years, so it's like set questions. You know, it's about 25 of them that they'll walk you through, and it just helps us create the profile and customize the campaign. They might ask for like a mission statement, things like that, but. Nothing that you wouldn't know off the top of your head. You know, it's not like anything that you wouldn't have already or know off the top of your head is going to be in that form that I sent to Kimberly and you, the Google verification.
You know, if I wouldn't be able to answer your question, I get it.
So,
I'm more versed and educated on that end of it. She's more in the bookkeeping, you know.
Well, no, that's fine. If she could help us with the Google verification that I texted over to her phone, you know, that would be awesome. And then, definitely want to get that charged because I'm also going to send her the outline of the agreement that you asked me for. We're going to text it to her, and then we're also going to send it to your email. So you guys have a full outline of everything we're doing for you in black and white, and then the bill, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, everything, and then you sign off on that. So I'll make sure I send her all the paperwork that I'm sending you so that way she's in the loop.
I still haven't received a text from you.
You didn't get that one?
I'm getting them from customers. I'm not responding to the customer right now.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, hold on. And then there must have both went to Kimberly. Let me see. Oh, yeah, they did. I texted it to her twice. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got her in the cell phone category, and you're in the primary contact and business line. And so when I go to send the text message, it just automatically jumps over to cell phone and send it to her.
Surprised how often I had her as a secondary, and then she becomes the primary. And then with her doctor, I became the primary, and her doctor kept calling me. You know, they're calling me and telling me something about her. And
yeah,
I'm like,
same thing. Yeah, all same thing. Yeah, we're family.
I think that's
that happens to my kids all the time. They call and they go, "Oh, this is Mrs. Hill," and I go, "No," but yeah. No, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, like it's wild. I'm like getting phone calls and texts and all things from customers while we're done.
No problem. So I sent the pricing page over again. So there you got that. So that went through. Now let me send the where is it? Photos for Google verification. Okay. There we go. Yeah, is Kimberly's phone on the charge?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah, because she has two copies of that there.
Yes.
And then I'm resending it to you now. Yeah, but it's that 877 number that you called in on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just trying to respond to this customer. Because like I said, they dialed me right onto somebody else.
No problem. But yeah, so on my end here, what I need to do is schedule that client interview, though. So is there a good time where we can circle back with you today?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that.
Okay.
I lost a lot of sales yesterday with the investment of the sales.
Yeah, I don't need to be taking up your whole day and have you missing clients. So let's just get this set up, and then we'll circle back for the client interview later on.
Well, it's a good time for the client interview. It'll be today. It's 10. Two o'clock work?
Let me see, 12 to 1, 2 to 3. I have a 1 to 2, and I got a 3 to 4. I mean, I could do 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
This is right.
Yeah, because they're going to be in California, this one, so for the client interview. So they take a lunch 12 to 1, which is 2 to 3 your time. So that's like the one-hour slot where we just don't have availability today.
Right, right. 3 to 4 good? Okay. Yeah, we have 3 to 4 at
time. All right. I'll lock in for 3 to 4. All right. And we'll text you guys an hour before, so we'll text you about 2 o'clock just as a reminder, okay? If you don't answer, I will blow you up. And then if you don't still don't answer, I'm calling Kim.
On the line with the customer, or you know, it just happened when you called us, or like right now, I'm trying to text the customer while talking to you, not waste your time. But not the customer. So, you know.
Clients are never wasted time for me. It's the guys who go, maybe, you know.
I can actually focus on the customer, you know.
I like that part better, too, though. I like how I'm going to spend the rest of my day. Once I get off this phone, I just get to go in there and actually create stuff, you know, buy a domain, start building. I like that part of my job.
Right. Yeah, I wish I had the ability to be creative anymore, but now it's just constantly answering questions, constantly. Like this customer just asked, well, I'm seeing them for $395, you know, what's the difference? Well,
You gotta call them. You gotta call them and talk to them over the phone. Don't text them back and forth. Just call them up and you know, because then you could sell them.
Yeah, because they send them Messenger.
Shoot.
Get them to call me. For some reason, I'm old school. I'm 45. Calling was the way to the scam.
Well, tell them you get what you pay for. So if you want a hunk of junk, you can get it for cheaper.
And now the new generation believes if you give them a phone number, it's a scam, and they only want to talk to you through Messenger. And it just drives.
I don't know. Technology nowadays has secured it. Like, you know, back in 2010, I'd be more worried about, like, phone stuff. Nowadays, it's so easy to go to my bank and just, you know what I mean? Because of Amazon and all that stuff, they have so much protection because so much stuff is done digitally. It's so hard for people to really scam you over the phone because you could just go to your bank and say, hey, this was a scam, and they just cancel the transaction. The wire ends, you know? Back then, they didn't have it like that where it's like, You submit something and they already got the money. They could pull it out of ATM somewhere and they're gone, you know. Nowadays, it's not like that. You know, they could freeze the whole thing or even reverse the whole transaction and, you know. So.
Yeah, it happened. Like my Facebook got hacked. They saw $14,000 and, you know. So, and I guess that's why they're like that on Marketplace, because there's so much scamming going on Marketplace.
Yeah.
What I do, just to let you know, is that, like, I always respond with, here's my phone number. Call me, it's faster. I can't always check Messenger. I'm driving a lot. You know, whereas if you call me, I'll get it immediately.
Yeah, we'll do text. Yeah. We'll have text and calls as communication options. So I mean, we'll send a text over if we notice, hey, maybe he's not seeing that, or he, you know, then we'll go to the call.
Right. So it's just what I do. I get 20 to 40 messages a day, and you would not believe the amount of people tell me I'm calling the phone number. I don't want to get scammed. So
yeah. Well, it's about to get worse.
You're automatically going to look legitimate, you know, and whereas on Marketplace, there's a lot of people scamming people. So
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace is crazy.
Yeah, but it's what I built my entire business around. And really, it's just the last couple months where it's turned my fun. I just did a, like, psychic, you know.
Are you running Facebook ads?
You know, because like when I look for something, like I talk about, I go to Google. You know, so why the heck occurred to me?
Google's the number one search engine in the world, you know. But are you running ads through Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because we do offer Facebook ads in your package if you wanted to have us do like a biweekly posting on that and run some ads through it.
Yeah, I'd rather you guys do it. Like I said, I have like three.
Well, how much are you spending on it each month?
I was spending, you know, $300 to $500 a month, but it was actually turning out stellar results, and now it's just not.
Kind of died off. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can have my MetaTech jump in there with this package that I have you on, because it's only $299 a month. I could allot like $100 to that, but if you want to spend more on that platform, then we're going to obviously have to increase the package pricing structure from what we have now.
For now, we're going to do the $299, get me better on Google, and then I'm just going to use Marketplace, you know, where you buy and sell.
We'll do the. I'll throw in the $100 to ads if you want to do that, and we'll still do the biweekly posting for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let them increase it, and then see what kind of results it turns over. If you guys want to increase it later, we can increase it later.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is I pretty much stopped paying for the ads. I just started using the Marketplace listings.
Perfect.
Because I wasn't getting my return back anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to have it monitored. The beauty of what we do is we have access to Meta Analytics and we have access to Google Analytics. And that lets us see what people are searching for the most in your area. So we don't have to guess like, should we market for this in order to get the phone calls? No, I can see that there was 300 searches for this. So that's what we're going to list them for. You know what I mean?
I've gotten 40 of those today. So
yeah. Yeah, that's what we want to do, is make it so that we're not playing a guessing game. You know, we want to go with what's proven, and, hey, this is what people are looking at. That's where his name needs to be popping up.
But out of those 40, I might get one or two signals, and that's where it gets really frustrating. You know?
Yeah, that is annoying. That's a lot of answering questions to, you know, it's extra work.
And I'm a terrible texter, you know, so. I don't know. I'm after 40, your business starts going, and then when your business starts going, you start making typos on the phone.
Yeah, you got to use that talk to text. You know, they got the little phone, the little microphone icon, and you just talk into it.
It screws everything up for me. I mean, like,
yeah. pick it up on some country grammar.
No place going on the road. The air conditioner vent there. You know, just. Yeah, so I've got the buds now that I talk through, and they help a little bit, but nothing's perfect. You know?
Yeah,
that's what you guys like are building. I think is a lot more perfect. So
These people already have their mind made up by the time they call you too. You get a lot less inquiries. They're already looking for HVAC. Then they see your top recommended. They see your Google verified, and then they call you. You know, they're basically ready to go. They'll be able to see the website, everything before they even contact you. All right, so I have your profile set up. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
We will use the business credit card.
Okay, now this is under the business name or your name or both?
We've got both on the card.
Okay, and it's the third, right? Robert Bollinger the third?
Yep.
Okay.
It is Texas Morgan.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending your PIN verification letter to?
No.
The business address?
No. It's 1621.
Okay.
Breckenridge Drive.
And that's BRECKENRIDGE.
Okay. That's Del City?
Yeah, it's right up the store.
73115?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go update. All right, I'm ready for you.
Still trying to text you. Any cards. Wish they all had more money. But they will soon.
They will soon. We just got to connect you to your clients.
Correct. So it's 4521.
4521.
0900.
0900.
0128.
0128.
0331.
0331. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/28.
10/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
498.
498. Okay, and there's a security question. It's important that Kimberly knows this too. So the security question is, case we want to verify your guys' identity before we make a change to the profile, or vice versa, if one of my reps calls you and you want to verify that it's actually us. So
yep.
You have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born?
Phoenix.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say that again. You're cutting out.
Enid. E-N-I-D.
Oh, okay. Enid, Oklahoma.
I'm going to tell you where my wife is from.
Yeah.
So we met back on the
street. Enid, Oklahoma. All right. Yeah, I had a friend of mine. He moved. He was living in California, and he moved out to Oklahoma. And he loved it. He's like, I got so much land.
In Texas, like 10 years ago, they would hate Oklahoma, and now they're moving to Texas here, and they're loving it. I mean,
yep. Yeah.
It's been amazing. We got our downtown is beautiful. I mean, they're building it up, and have been for the last 20 years, and it's not the hustle and bustle of big cities.
I hate the big cities.
Nice amenities and,
you know, it's crazy. I grew up in California, but I grew up in the beach cities. Huntington Beach, like away from the cities. So it's not really city. It's just ocean and beach, you know?
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's where our daughter drowned at. It was in Florida. We go to Galveston from time to time because it's just so similar to Florida.
Yeah, you know? And Texas. Yeah, I like Texas a lot. Texas feels like home to me.
Yeah, well, Galveston is a different world than Texas. You know, it's in Dallas. You go there, so it's like being in Florida. It's crazy to me. I'd never been there until a year ago. And I'd have been, I was like, if I'd have known this was here, I'd have been there every year because I've been missing Florida so much.
Yeah. Florida is beautiful too, but, you know, it's, once you get into like Miami and stuff like that, it gets a little crazy over there, you know?
I laid the seat down because we were there at night, and yeah.
So
I was afraid I was going to get shot. Just try.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. I don't like when people start mixing booze and guns. It's not a good combination, you know?
Yep. But when I first got there, I mean, I was all over the state. Every day we were going to a different state. It was right after the hurricane, so 405. So we were carpeting roofs for FEMA. So now I got to see
a lot of work came around.
Yeah. But
I have some guys that storm chase with this marketing. It's pretty nuts. So they'll hear big storms coming in, and then they go throwing ads over in that area, you know, if you need a roofer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a lot of money like that. Yeah. Yeah, you could always do that, too. The storms come through, and it would be real easy. Or people are doing new construction, stuff like that. So that's the beauty of having this kind of advertising is people are in your pocket. The billboard's good, but you're in people's pocket with this, you know. So you're catching them, and they're pulling out their phone going, hey, I need some, you know, HVAC repair or installation, you know. Different ball game.
100%, you know. And, you know, the thing was, you know, I was doing it out of the storage unit, which was a lot cheaper, you know, than the brick and mortar, but it was just, you can see the look on people's face, you know, when they're pulling up to a storage unit to buy something that expensive, you know, and it's, I wanted a more professional presence, you know, so. And you said a couple things that I want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
I sell these units.
We'll I've got guys that can service them. And
does the installation?
And they can do the installation, so that's not my main business at all.
Gotcha. Okay. That's exactly why we do those client interviews, Robert.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to put that in the notes still, but, you know, they've already, I already had that appointment.